U.S. plans to utilize bomb-grade plutonium for energy. The U.S. Department of Energy plans to give 20 metric tons of weapons-usable plutonium to private industries to use in nuclear reactors. This is a significant amount of plutonium, equivalent to approximately 44,000 pounds, which is enough to make thousands of nuclear bombs, each capable of leveling about 2 square miles of a city. The administration wants to utilize this bomb-grade plutonium to be fuel for nuclear power plants, but the plan has been met with criticism from lawmakers and experts. Senator Ed Markey has commented on the issue, stating that it goes against long-standing bipartisan U.S. nuclear security policy and raises serious weapons proliferation concerns. The 5 nuclear energy startups that will receive the plutonium are Oklo, Urenco, Westinghouse Electric Company, General Electric Hitachi Nuclear Energy, and Shaw Power Generation. These companies have been awarded contracts to build new nuclear reactors in the United States, but the use of bomb-grade plutonium is a highly contentious issue. The amount of plutonium available for private industry is equivalent to 20 metric tons or 44,000 pounds, which is enough to make thousands of nuclear bombs, each capable of leveling about 2 square miles of a city. This raises significant concerns about the potential risks of nuclear proliferation and the need for stricter regulations. Senator Markey has also expressed concern that Secretary of Energy Chris Wright's close ties to Oklo, one of the companies that may receive plutonium, present an appearance of impropriety. He argues that this plan is not driven by a desire to advance U.S. energy security, but rather by financial interests. The plan to utilize bomb-grade plutonium for energy has been met with skepticism from many experts and lawmakers. They argue that it makes little economic sense and raises conflict of interest issues. The use of such highly sensitive materials in commercial energy production is a highly complex issue that requires careful consideration. The U.S. Department of Energy has defended the plan, stating that it will help to advance U.S. nuclear energy capabilities and reduce reliance on foreign oil. However, critics argue that this justification is not sufficient to justify the risks associated with the use of bomb-grade plutonium. The controversy surrounding the plan to utilize bomb-grade plutonium for energy highlights the need for greater transparency and accountability in the management of sensitive materials. The public has a right to know about such plans and to be informed about the potential risks and benefits. Ultimately, the decision to proceed with this plan will depend on careful consideration of the potential risks and benefits. It is essential that policymakers and experts engage in a nuanced discussion about the implications of utilizing bomb-grade plutonium for energy production.